Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And today is March 24, 2023. It is Friday, the 24th of March in the year of our Lord 2023. And we are ready to receive what the Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to receive all the blessings and all the anointing that the Lord has installed for us today. We are ready for the Lord to order our steps, for we know that the steps of a good man, yes, they are ordered by God. So we are excited on this day on what the Lord is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance of friends. Yes, for we do have him who is a friend that is thicker and closer than a brother. So we thank God this morning as we go before him, and we do not take it for granted because we know it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his spirit, it is by his love that we are here this morning. Because we know there are some who went to sleep last night and they never woke up, they never made it. And we are here. We woke up this morning and we are here because of his grace, the grace that is sufficient. So we are praying a prayer of agreement, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. We are more than two here. We are more than three here. And I do believe and know that we can put thousands upon thousands upon thousands to flight. Yes. And let us go before the Lord in prayer and say, good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, for in you, Father, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. We thank you, Father, this morning as we continue to lift up our eyes unto the hills. We lift unto the mountains because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, the one who does not sleep, the one who does not slumber, the keeper, the one who watches Israel. Yes, we thank you. We honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that you have mercy on us and forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that is not of you, that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father. We pray that you forgive us, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we forgive those who have offended us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that our prayers will not be hindered in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, for you are our rock, you are our fortress. You are our deliverer. You are our strength, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we trust you, Father. We trust you. We depend on you. You are our buckler, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are our high tower, Lord. Yes, our hiding place. Father, we know, Father God, that when we hide ourselves in you, Father, the devil will do us no harm in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, this morning. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we thank you for safety, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to believe and trusting in you, Father, for the healing and deliverance of those who are sick, those who are not feeling well, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for you are our healer, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' name, that your Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions, Lord. Yes, you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. So this morning we decree and declare that by your stripes we are healed. So I pray, Father God, for whatever manner of sickness or disease that is attacking your people, Father, whether it's emotional, whether it's spiritual or physical, whether it's mental, Father, the mental sicknesses, some schizophrenic and multiple personalities. I just pray, Father God, even the spirit of anxiousness and anxiety and depression in the mighty name of Jesus, that it has no power, it has no charge or authority over your people in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for your healing power, Father. Yes, for healing is the bread of the children. So this morning we receive the bread of healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you because there is nothing impossible with you, Lord. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for protection in the mighty name of Jesus, especially the children, Father, the young people, the children, those who are vulnerable, they cannot even defend themselves. And we know, Lord, you are their defense, Lord. So I pray, Father God, some of the children are in these daycare facilities or in these places where there's someone is supposed to care for them but are being abused. I pray, Father God, that you expose, yes, those who are abusing the children, Father. They think they are hiding, but we pray, Father God, that they be exposed and that they will be, they come to repentance, and some they really need to be dealt with the laws of the land. Not only the children being abused, but also senior citizens, Father, in these facilities where they are being taken care of. Some of these people who are supposed to care for them are taking advantage and abusing them because of their vulnerability and because they are in their weakest moment. So I pray, Father God, that they went to this places to be cared for. I just pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them, Father, and expose those who are abusing them, that they will come to repentance, and also that some they need to be dealt with the laws of the land, Father. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, even in these homes, Father. Families, Father, I pray for families, for peace in these homes, Father, whether it's a
single parent household or whether they both parents are there. I just pray for your love and I pray for order in these homes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands and loving their children and loving their family and taking care of their family. Just pray, Father God, that Proverbs 31 woman be come to life again in these homes, in our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the children obeying their parents, because this is a command with a promise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for order in these homes that come against the spirit of control, this spirit of manipulation, of intimidation in the homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. But your love, Father, the love that covers a multitude of sin, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for order, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, I honor you, and I pray for wisdom, Father God, that you give each and every member wisdom and love, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and understanding that they are a team, they are for each other, not against each other, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray against sibling rivalry in these homes, in these families. There are some siblings, some they have spent years, they don't even talk to each other. Some they are in the same state, some are in the same country, but they are siblings who are not even talking to each other because one is made of one thing or another. But I pray for unity. I pray for a reconciliation, Father. I pray for restoration of relationships, Father. Some they only meet when there is tragedy in the family, and that's all. But I pray, Father God, that you restore brothers and sisters, restore sons to their fathers and sisters and daughters to their mothers, restore families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for you are a God of restoration, Father. Yes, you said in your word you will restore to us and give us back what the enemy has stolen, that this enemy, when he is caught, he has to give back what he has stolen sevenfold. So this morning, Father, yes, we have caught you, the devil, who is a destructor, a destroyer of relationships, a destroyer of families. We got you, and in the name of Jesus, you have to give back that what you have stolen seven times. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, even you said whatever, even what the canker worm has eaten, yes, you give it back to us, Father. I thank you, Father God, I honor you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, especially in this Christian believing families, Father, we too act like unbelievers. So I pray, Father God, that we have an understanding that as we seek you, your word reminds us that the hour is now and the time is now, that those who worship you, those who seek you, must worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. And we know that Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for restoring families back to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to stand on the gap and pray, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ, yes, in the name of Jesus, that the church will do what you have called us to do. And our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. As we still continue to stay connected to you, Lord. Yes, who is the true vine, and we are the branches. And your word reminds us, Lord, that if we disconnect, if we do not remain in you, we cannot bear fruit at all. Not only fruit, but much fruit. So, Father, as a church, a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, yes, that we remain in you so that we can bear fruit and much, much fruit. We don't want to be disconnected from you, Father. We don't want to wither. We don't want to dry out, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for the church, the body of Christ, and all the blessings that you have given us, the gifts you have given us, Father, because your word reminds us that you said you will give us pastors out of your own heart, the ones who will teach us the word of God, the truth, the ones who will encourage us in the word and encourage us to do the things of God. So I pray for your anointing over the church leadership, Father, the fivefold ministry, all those in positions of leadership, yes, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, Father, the pastors and the teachers, the ones whom you have given us for the equipment, yes, of the work of the ministry, Father, yes, for the building up of the body of Christ. We pray, Father God, that your anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke, that when they stand on in front of the people, whether they are teaching, yes, using all these resources you are providing for us, yes, the social media or any other means and medias, Father, I just pray, Lord, that your anointing, Father, the anointing that breaks the yoke, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, even those in the ministry of helps, Lord, in the administration, Father, the hospitality team, the praise and worship, the usher board, the prayer team, and the intercessors, Lord. I pray, Father God, even those who attend the parking lot, anyone and whatever means and whatever they are doing is for the building of the body of Christ. Even those who are in a foreign land, Father, the missionaries, some are in countries right in the battlefield, Father, where the countries where they are ministering, there is a lot of chaos and tribal and neighboring countries fighting against each other. But they are standing representing you, Father, those who are ambassadors of Christ. I just pray for you, their protection and your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus as they bring light to these darkened corners of the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as they are some adjusting and learning the new culture and learning and adjusting on the new weather and adjusting on new different kinds of food than their own food, Father, I just pray, Lord, if they are spreaders of good news, if they are bringing good news, and you say it, Father, in your word, that they are blessed. Those who bring good news, their feet are blessed. So I pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, that every ministry that is represented here this morning under the sound of my voice, the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries, the unquenchable fire ministries, Lord, and I do represent also the Life Church SC ministries, Lord, and every ministry that is represented here, because we are coming from different ministries and coming and joining together this morning in one accord, Father, as we intercede and stand on the gap, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God. I honor you that you make us that we are attracted, that people be attracted to us, Father, as we share the word with same, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not for the people to be attracted to this cult, to these deceivers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who come in sheep clothing when they are wolves and want to destroy, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, I honor you as we pray for those in the other leadership, Father, then our local leaders, our neighborhood leaders, Father, our national and international leaders, our state leaders, Father, in different branches of leadership, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you touch their hearts, that they make good decisions that are for the betterment of the people, because we still believe your word, Father, as we stand on the gap that you remind us in 2 Chronicles 7, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, that you, our heavenly Father, you will hear from heaven, yes, and you will heal our land and forgive our sins, Father. So with humble hearts, Father God, this morning we stand on the gap for our nation and every nation. I also represent the African continent nation, Father, and we also stand for the European nation, Lord, the Asian, all the continents, Father, the whole world, because you have the whole world in your hands, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you forgive and restore, Father, yes, and heal the land, restore people, Father, back to you, Lord. That's why we continue to believe for deliverance. That's why we continue to believe for healing, Lord, for restoration, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because you are such a reasonable God. You are such a compassionate God. You said, oh, come, let us reason together. Even if our sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Even if they are red as crimson, yes, they shall be as wool. So this morning, Father, as we stand on the gap, yes, in the name of Jesus, that we tell you, turn back our hearts to you, Lord. You are the only Lord, yes, the one who sits on the throne of our hearts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you as I bless these years, our brothers, my brothers and sisters. They come morning by morning and stand on the gap, Father, yes, and intercede. So I pray, Father God, as they focus and do your job and concentrate on what your desires, that you are mindful of their needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for all my sisters and brothers, yes, Darlene Bandage and Darlene M, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Horsleys, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist to Gwendolyn, Lord, Sister Marie, Sister Chris, Sister Charlotte, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, myself, Lord, Sister Glenda, Sister Gladys, I pray, Father God, for Sister Linda, Sister Lois, Sister Mary, Sister Sheila, Sister Teresa, Sister Yvonne, and those I have forgotten their names, Father, I know you do not forget anyone, because you are not forgetful. You are not like men. You know everything. You know everyone. It's just mine with my limited mind. I might forget some people, but not you, Father. You do not forget them. So I pray for each and everyone who is connected to this prayer ministry, to this prayer praise and deliverance, to this circle of friends, where they are, whether they are connected this morning or not, I just pray, Father God, that you do them good, Father. Whatever it is that is going on in their lives and their families, I just pray, Father God, that you fight every battle for us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. My family, my children, every child, every grandchild who is represented here, I just pray, Father God, that you care for our children as you say in your word that all our children will be taught by you. Yes, and great is their peace, Father. So I thank you, Father, that you are our children's teacher, Father, and you give them peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. I decree and declare that our children are heads and not tails. They are above and not beneath. They are leaders and not followers. That our children are influencers and not be influenced. In the mighty name of Jesus, that our children will only go where your grace is, Father. They will hear your voice, the voice of a good shepherd, not the voice of a stranger. They will not follow. In the mighty name of Jesus, that our children will not beg bread in this land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you that our children will not be manipulated. They will not be taken advantage of. Anyone and everyone who digs a hole for them, yes, they will escape like a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and that people will come to repentance. If they refuse to repent, they themselves will fall in their own holes. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, as you bless us, Father God, and those who have business ideas, those who are doing business, that our businesses will flourish, those at work, in the workplace, Father, that they are promoted. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as we continue to stand and represent you as your ambassadors. I have never seen an ambassador in any country who live a raggedy and poor life, whether they are in a less developed world country, whether they are wherever they are, but every embassy is represented. It is at the highest and the fullest level. So we are your ambassadors, Father. We are living in this world, but not of this world. So we are not, our issues are not handled on this world, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your blessing, your anointing, the blessings, Father, that follow us all the days of our lives. They overtake us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, for there is no any other God but you. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this morning the lines are open. I'm going to ask you at this time, whatever you have on your heart that you said you wanted to ask God, let's just put it on the side and just bless him and just thank him and praise him. Let's just take this moment to praise God for waking us up, for us to be here.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Great. Let's lift up our voices and praise him and tell him, thank you. I adore you, Lord. I glorify your name, Father. I praise you this morning. Yes, because I know that there is power in praise. There is power in giving thanks. I give thanks to you, Lord, for you are good.
Joy we draw out of salvation.
I thank you, Father God. I honor you. I glorify your name.
Oh God,
Lord of God, King of kings, the Almighty God. Yes, the Creator of heaven and earth. You are the air that I breathe. You are the life that I live, Lord. For in you, Father, I live and move and have my being. Without you, Father God, I can do nothing. There is no one like you, Father. Yes, you are my healer. Yes, you are my sinner, Lord. You are my deliverer. You are my God. For in you, Father God, I live and move and have my being. Without you,
Lord,
I can do nothing. I thank you, Father God. You are my destiny changer. You changed my destiny. I was destined to death. I was destined to destruction. But I'm here, Father, because you changed my destiny. When you touched me,
yes,
Father,
yes,
yes, I turned my life around for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for killing poverty out of my life. In the name of Jesus, I live a life of leisure, a life of begging, a life of despair. that when you showed up in my life, Jesus, when you showed up in my life, destruction was destroyed in my life. Now I live for you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you have a
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your divine favor, your love, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You are the present one, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We lift up your holy name, Jesus, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You are able, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are the living name, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. You are the big one, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
from entering her life.
Thank you, everlasting God. Thank you for your grace that you have
appropriated. I love
you. If you have a praise, you give your praise report. And if you have a testimony, the same thing, testimony praise or a prayer request, we're going to acknowledge who is here. I'm going to start. I am very thankful with what God is doing. I brought a prayer request here and had issues and needed to make a decision and how to handle the situation that I needed to deal with. But our God, He knows the end from the beginning. He knows everything. I had written down and practiced my speech and how I'm going to address it. I never had to use it this week. God just took control and took charge. Those people, they contacted me, and they told me what they are going to do, and it was more than what I was about to do by myself, what I wanted to offer. So I thank God because He is on our side. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, regardless of what you are fighting, what you are going through, if God is before you, who can be against you?
Yes.
Pastor Jalene always say, I really don't care, because you are always a winner. It doesn't matter whether who is against you, you are more than a conqueror, because greater is He who is in you than he who is against you. Greater is He who is before you than he who is against you. So I just thank God for coming to my favor and acting on my behalf. I did not have to do anything except to say thank you to the Almighty God, except to say, I glorify you. So I am filled with the spirit of praise. I don't know about you. This week here at this hour of power of prayer, praise, and deliverance, we had a wonderful, a blessed week. As I always say, I encourage you, if you miss the day, you need to go back and listen in. You will not be disappointed. So the lines are open, and we're going to acknowledge who is here and be mindful of our time so that we can all have an opportunity to say something. So the lines are open in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning, and I want to thank God for just being here this morning. I thank God for this hour of prayer and for the praises that went up. And God in heaven, the praises of His people. So I just say hallelujah. Thank God for giving me what I need today to do what I need to do that He charged me to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say hallelujah. Good morning to everyone. And I thank y'all for the praises as far as, you know, early morning getting up for work just to hear people praising and thanking God. I truly appreciate that and being a child of God. Good morning to everyone.
Hallelujah.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Thank you for just the praises and everything that has gone on. Pastor Scholastica, I truly appreciate what you have done this morning. I want to put out there another prayer request for the Bold Intercessors. They're having an event tomorrow for children. We're praying that the rain will not interfere, that if it does rain, it'll rain before or after the event, and I believe it's from 10 until 6. So we'll be praying for Reverend Benita Cox and the Bold Intercessors for that situation there. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
You can unmute your phone. I know we are more than 2 or 3 here.
Good morning, this is Chris. And I just want to say thank God for the prayer and praise this morning. And I just want to continuously to lift up my neighbor who lost his son and just everybody that's going through any bereavement right now.
Yes, soliciting prayers for Jamie, who is going through chemotherapy treatment, and also Jacqueline, who lost a loved one. Her godmother passed, and she requested prayer for that. So Jacqueline, for grief.
Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
Hi, good morning. This is Sister Lucinda, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of us here on this line that we've received our commission from God to show up with the brightest part of our day and the fruits of our day to worship God and give him all the praise and the glory, and then to be able to be intercessors of prayer. And thank you for all the prayer requests today. And I have my friend Jim is being hospitalized, and I love to see that all the medical team that are working with him just raise him up, and he recognizes that God is all the glory in his wellness. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Just praying for Sister Lena. A reminder prayer for Lena. She lost her aunt. She was very close to her, and she wanted to us to pray for her, and also for the lady that was in the wreck yesterday, Rochelle, that I spoke about earlier this morning, and that she's doing fine, that she is healed and whole, and just prayer for her.
Good morning. This is Mary. I thank God for this morning, this day. I would like for you to continue to pray for my sister Peggy, who is suffering from a severe case of mental illness, and just praying that she's placed in the right place of institution to get the help that she needed and the service that she needed.
Amen. I have one more prayer request. My daughter just let me know my grandson David needs healing. Don't know exactly what's going on, but he sounds like he has a really bad cough. So praying for his healing.
Amen. I'm going to also. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to end my.
Go ahead, sister.
Okay. Okay, I was going to add also my niece, Mercy. We have been praying for her, and she has to go, from Zimbabwe to South Africa to seek some medical help, and just for traveling nurses. And before traveling nurses, she needs the finances to travel and go over there, because she already has one of the nieces to take care of her when she arrives. It's just to get there. So for her healing and also provision for her travel. And last night, my daughter was telling me that there was another shooting somewhere at the schools. I mean, just for the protection of children and this spirit of murder, and she was telling me, like, oh, mom, it's happening every time, because I had decided, I made up my mind to stay away from television and stay away from, the news, because there is no good news there. Each time you listen to the news, I end up getting frustrated with what I hear. So I decided I'm going to stay away from the news. But she was telling me there are shootings, and maybe some of you know more than I do right now. But let's pray again with the spirit of murder. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Sister Lucinda here for prayer for Jacqueline and her optimal health and wellness with her dental work. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. Good morning. This is Sister Linda D. I'm asking for continued prayer of my kidneys and my hands. Thank you.
Amen. So, because we are almost at the top of the hour, and I am going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene, and she can share with us what she has and also lead us in the prayer for this prayer request and dismiss us.
And you all have a blessed and a good weekend. As I always say, I don't just say it lightly, but I do believe it, that this weekend is going to be better for all of us than last weekend, because our God does not take us backwards, but he moves us forward, for we move from glory to glory. We can only go forward with him, and we are going forward in Jesus' name. Pastor Dali.
Amen, 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 amen. So even though we're near the top of the hour, let's all come in because we have quite a few requests here. We're going to pray together concerning these requests. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, Almighty, in the name of Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for this prayer request.
Everybody that's going forward, Lord God, we pray for Sister Peggy, Lord God.
Lord God, Father God, help for Mary, Sister Peggy,
Lord God,
and thank you, Father God,
that can help
with
you, Lord God. We pray for Sister Maria,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
We pray for Benjamin, Celeste, Abraham, Lord God. We pray for Denver and Dallas, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, let's pray for the parents, Lord God. We pray for everybody teaching today, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you will keep everybody in perfect peace, Lord God, over the weekend, Lord God. Even still, their rough heart, every day, Lord God.
Positive people who
in the
speak
name
the word, Father, and that together is doing with their mind, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for this family who have lost their loved ones, for Sister Chris's neighbors who are grieving, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and every family that has lost their loved ones, even those who left, who lost their children, their loved ones through the shooting. And some have lost it through accidents or any old sickness, Father, regardless of how people depart from this world. Those who are left behind always go through time of grief, time of hard time. Only your Holy Spirit, Father, can comfort. You said you will never leave us without a comforter. You will not leave us with alone, but you will send your Holy Spirit, who is already here, who is our comforter, that you comfort your people, Father. Mothers losing their children. Yes, children losing their parents, neighbors losing their neighbors, and brothers losing their sisters, sisters losing brothers. There's a lot of loss going on. We release your Holy Spirit to comfort, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for healing of David, Lord, whatever is going on, whether it's a cold, the flu, whatever it is. I just pray for your healing power and healing over Jamie, Lord, healing over Jacqueline, for the dental work that is going on, healing over Jim, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And whoever is not feeling well, healing over Mary, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and provision, Father, for the help to go to South Africa and get help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, because you care for us. You are our provider, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the intercessors who are gathering this weekend, Father. I just pray, Father God, that you open that door. The weather is not going to stop them, and you are the God who controls the weather. I pray, Father God, yes, the forecasters have said it is going to rain. So, Father God, we send it to the atmosphere that if it is going to rain, it will rain before. And give people time to get up to the place of worship, the place where they get together to pray, and also it can rain after so that they are already done. That the people will be, will not be an excuse or a hindrance for the gathering of the people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. So we cover each and every prayer request that we have brought forth, Father. If we have missed anything, we do not miss anything. You know everything, Father. So we pray that every crooked way is made straight.
Every rough place is smoothened, and we seal this breakthrough. We seal this healing with the blood of Jesus, and that it is permanent. The enemy cannot
heal you.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you. I glorify your name and consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're just grateful for all the prayers this morning. Thank God for the unity. Where there is unity, there is strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we are grateful today for each and every person, even if we didn't hear your name. We're glad that you're here because you are in agreement with what God is doing. In the name of Jesus, and we rebuke and destroy anything the enemy would try to bring to cause confusion on this prayer line or in our homes in the name of Jesus. So I'm covering and sealing all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against, we reject them. They shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we resist the devil and he flees. I decree that we will speak the word of God and see it come to pass each and every time. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that we realize and recognize it's the Lord that gives us power to get wealth, and I decree blessings and increases for each and every business connected to this prayer line or people who are out there with their businesses that are a part of the body of Christ, that God increases, enlarges, multiplies, and brings those people who need to purchase your product or your service. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and we are victorious through Christ in Jesus' name. So everybody, I love you. I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, and your foes. We love people into the kingdom, and I decree this morning that people are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Enjoy your weekend. Come back on Monday. Let somebody know what we're doing here. Let them know that they can join us no matter where they are located in the world. Just give them the number and let them know that they can join us and be a part of this wonderful work that God is doing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer
Praise and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.